from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. In what's being called a deliberate act of terror, a truck driver steers his truck into a crowd of people in the French Riviera town of Nice Thursday night. At least 80 people, including children, are dead, dozens more wounded.
The truck plowed into the crowd and actually kept moving for about 150 feet, according to people down in Nice, effectively mooing over its victims.
Paris-based reporter Vivienne Walt. President François Hollande, who spoke a short time ago, has extended a state of emergency for 3 more months.
This is of absolute horror. And it is clear that we have to do everything to ensure that we can fight against the scourge of terrorism.
President Barack Obama condemned the slaughter of innocent civilians and directed U.S. officials to offer all assistance possible to French authorities. Government officials in Nice say many police officers are among the dead. Thursday's slaughter was the third major terrorist attack in France since last year. President Barack Obama held a lengthy discussion with Americans about race relations and how police treat minority communities Thursday.
At a time in our country when we're talking past each other, the president's convening allowed us to hear one another, not to agree on everything, but to find a place where we could make sure our voices were heard and, most importantly, where some sort of common humanity was reestablished between us all.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, who attended the meeting, it was called in response to the harrowing events last week that have many Americans anxious and upset. This is VOA. Well, the White House says U.S. relations with Britain transcend any single personality, including whoever is the foreign secretary in London. Spokesman Josh Earnest was responding to a question about how the Obama administration feels about British Prime Minister Theresa May's appointment of Boris Johnson, a controversial and outspoken political figure, as her foreign minister in charge of all foreign policy issues. Johnson, the former mayor of London, led the Brexit campaign, whose supporters voted to break away from the EU in a referendum last month.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum, but that does not mean in any sense leaving Europe.
The new British cabinet includes several senior politicians who for months have attacked each other from rival sides of the Brexit debate. Analysts say the new prime minister's first job will be to try to unite them in government as Britain faces severe political and economic challenges ahead. Federal, state, and city officials are tightening security plans for the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions amid heightened security concerns. The Republican Party's National Convention will be held next week in Cleveland. Democrats hold their convention the following week. United Nations officials are accusing the Syrian government of President Bashar Assad of denying medical aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in besieged areas. The officials say people are dying for lack of medicines and treatment. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A special advisor on Syria, Jan Egeland, says progress, although not enough, is being made in providing food and other relief to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in besieged areas. Egeland, however, says the United Nations and partner aid agencies have failed to provide medical care to all Syrian civilians in need in the war-torn country. He says too many people are malnourished and even starving because of lack of food. However, he notes the biggest killer is lack of medical services. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Well, as throngs of Pokemon Go players traipse around the real-world landmarks in pursuit of digital monsters, some ticked-off property owners are asking to have their locations in the fictional Pokeverse removed. Besides the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, several churches and cemeteries, including Arlington National Cemetery, want their in-game locations removed to keep the crowds of players away. The addictive location-aware smartphone game gives digital incentives like pokeballs as rewards for visiting real places. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.